we go now, baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Monday edition. Before you bet right here on the Covers YouTube channel, make sure you smack that subscribe button right down there. Hit the like button down there while you are at it. Once again, we are going rapid fire today. We got a little something for everybody, NBA, college hoops, NHL. You guys can participate in this show by hitting up the live chat. Let us know what bets you are on for tonight. If you're watching the replay later, hit up the comment section. Let us know what you like for this evening. Okay, we're tackling NBA first with John Mettler. Jason Logan will be along after that. So let's bring on our first guest, the Ass Man, Mettler Magic. Mettler, how was your weekend?
Good. I'm getting so excited for the NBA playoffs. Just kind of trying to see who's going to match up against who. It's getting pretty good out there.
Yeah, right around the corner. Things are heating up in the NBA. Okay, John, let's get right into the action. I'm going to get us started in Brooklyn. It's a game only a bettor could love with the Grizzlies in town. I'm going to take the under in this game. 207.5 is the number. Pretty low. Not low enough, though. Both offenses are in absolute horrible form here. 27th and 30th in offensive rating since the All-Star break. 28th and last in scoring, with Memphis averaging a pathetic 24.8 points per game since the break. These teams just combined for 197 points in a matchup last week. The Nets are starting to get it together just a little bit here under new head coach Kevin Ollie. Some standout play from the Nets on the defensive end. They are fifth in defensive rating since the break, fourth in points allowed. Each team makes the opposing offense work, top seven in shots allowed since the break. I like that both teams are turning it over a lot, and both are also efficient at creating turnovers. Expect a lot of dead possessions in this game. And you might be thinking low number. Yeah, that's true. But each team has seen an average combined score of less than this number of 207.5 since the All-Star break. So give me a low-scoring game tonight in Brooklyn. Trip to Prop City next. A man by the name of Taylor Hendricks. You like something for him. What do you got, John?
Yeah, talking about a game that, you know, only a bettor would love. This is probably a prop only a bettor would love. So I'm going Taylor Hendricks over 9.5 points, minus 104. So he's a rookie for the Utah Jazz. He kind of plays the forward position for Hendricks. You know, the Jazz have kind of swung their, you know, they were kind of in that playoff mix a little bit. They're kind of swinging more towards, let's see all the rookies play and stuff. Let's see what they can do. Hendricks has started here the last five games. Hendricks can shoot the ball. He's a good three-point shooter. He has a good jump shot. But for, you know, the one thing I like about this matchup with the Wizards is that shouldn't be so dependent on his jump shot because, you know, it's the Wizards. The Wizards are going to miss defensive rotations. His guard should be able to create for him. He can play above the rim. He's kind of a lob threat. He should be able to finish in the paint. So I just think if you get Hendricks in a spot where, you know, I think this is a spot with the Wizards where he could get a couple easy buckets in the paint. And then we also have that outside shooting and that could help push us over the 9.5. Lauri Markkanen's also out. Markkanen's a four who likes to shoot the three. We could see them kind of run some of those actions for Hendricks, which would be really nice too.
Okay, next up for me, another under, and what also has the makings of an ugly game in Minnesota, the Portland Trailblazers 10, total 210.5. I like the under here. So both teams have been great defensively here. No shock for Portland, or shocking for Portland, not so much for Minnesota. Since the All-Star break, second and fourth in defensive rating, second and fourth in points allowed per 100 possessions in this span. Portland allowing the fewest shots per game in the span as well, and forcing the most turnovers in the NBA. Expect a lot of dead possessions tonight, as Portland is also very turnover-prone offensively. Dig into the home-away scoring splits. I love it. Minnesota is first in points allowed at home. Portland 29th in scoring on the road. Great three-point defense from the Timberwolves. Awful three-point shooting from Portland. And who's going to score for Portland here tonight? Scoring options really drying up for them. Jeremy Grant likely to sit out here. Of course, no Brogdon, no Scoot Henderson. DeAndre Ayton also questionable. Bunch of guys most people have never heard of going for Portland here tonight. So we'll take the under in Minnesota. Next up, let's go to Utah, I believe. Keontae George. What do we like for him, John?
So this is the same vibe with Taylor Hendricks. It's Keontae George over 5.5 assists for the Jazz tonight. It was plus 102 at FanDuel. So with George, it's, you know, the same idea where the Jazz are running their rookies a lot more. You know, they have a lot of draft picks. They need to see who, you know, who they want to build this roster around, what they need. And they've kind of flipped the switch to more of that like tanking mode versus trying to win. And George, the thing with George is George is never about his offense. It's his defense, but he's seeing his minutes. So earlier in the year, he got a window where he got to start. Then he got injured. He kind of got pulled from the starting lineup and they went with Chris Dunn and Colin Sexton because they're winning a bunch of games. Now they're back to George. George has started the last 8 games, even on Saturday or Sunday. He played the Miami. He played 43 minutes. Now, I know Jordan Clarkson was out for that game. So that is, of note that they're without Clarkson, but Clarkson, he's not on the injury report tonight. We've seen he missed the one game with an illness. We've seen Paolo Banchero miss a couple games, 2 games with an illness. We've seen Donovan Mitchell miss 2 games with an illness. I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan Clarkson does sit this out. I mean, he's not on the injury report, but I like this. I price this, with Clarkson playing. I just think there's a chance we also catch an additional boost here of maybe Clarkson sits out and the Keontae George use just goes even higher.
There we go. Yeah, fingers crossed that Clarkson takes the night off. Okay, an over bet here for the people. Thunder in Los Angeles taking on the Lakers. I'm going to go with the first half over 119 points here. So these teams, they combined 16-5-1 to the first half over in their last 10 games. A very high ceiling for scoring in this matchup, especially in the first half. Second versus third and first half scoring over the last 10 games. Each of these teams averaging over 64 first half points in this span. Expect them to be zipping up and down the floor with each playing at a fast pace in the first half here lately. Neither defense applies a lot of pressure. Very easy to get shots off on both of these teams, each of them near the bottom of the league in shots allowed over the last couple of weeks here. And the Lakers defense seriously flawed here. They are allowing the second most first half points over their last 10 games. So a high scoring first half in Los Angeles. Okay, Mettler, your final pick of the show, Alex Caruso. What do you like for him?
Yeah, I'm going Alex Caruso over 2.5 assists. It was -120. So for Caruso, if you go back to last week, we bet Nikola Vucevic, his assist prop twice. So the thing with Vucevic was, Caruso was injured the one game. And then they're also playing the Cavaliers and Bucks, who have very big front courts. So they were running a lot of Vucevic and Drummond. I expect the complete opposite tonight. And I also think you're kind of connecting a spot where, Caruso usually trades in 3.5, sometimes 2.5, but more heavy juice on the 2.5. We're not seeing heavy juice on this line tonight. I think it's kind of been skewed by his minutes were down the last 2 games he's played in. But, against the Pistons, he played 25 minutes. He left the game with an injury. And then against the Bucks, he came back from an injury. So I think the prop might be overreacting to the game log here a bit where it shouldn't be, and especially against the Kings. The Kings are a lineup where you have Sabonis at the 5 and then you have a bunch of wings. So they're going to want Caruso's defense at the point of attack. They're going to need it. I just don't think you'll see, I think you'll see less of Vucevic and Drummond and more of Caruso. I'd be surprised if he doesn't play 30 plus minutes, and in 2.5, 30 plus minutes for Caruso, that should work really well with this prop.
Okay, I have a prop that I like for this game as well, De'Aaron Fox. I like him to go over 24.5 points. So he is marked as questionable, but he did log a full practice there yesterday. So I do expect him to get back into the lineup tonight, especially with no game tomorrow. So he missed the last 2 games for the Kings, but prior to that, he was red hot. He was crushing this number, 27 or more points in 5 straight games. This includes 30 or more points 3 times in his last 5. Chicago getting absolutely cooked versus opposing guards. They are allowing the 5th most points to guards post All-Star break, but the most threes allowed to point guards in that span, and the most free throws as well. And he has a great history, a recent history playing against the Chicago Bulls. He has 4 games of 30 or more points in his last 5 against them. A month ago, he annihilated them for 41 points in Chicago. So I like him to get it going here against the Bulls tonight. Okay, Mettler, that does it for the NBA section of the show. Thanks a lot for joining us. So we're going to catch you again on Wednesday. Best of luck with your bets tonight. We'll see you Wednesday.
All right. Good luck with your bets, everyone.
Yes, sir. Okay, let us shift gears over to college hoops, ramping up here for March Madness. Let's bring in our guy, Jason Logan. We call him J-Lo around here. J-Lo, are you ready for conference tourneys here or what?
I'm starting to get going. I actually got a little Kennesaw State action, which is an Atlantic Sun tournament game going on today.
Of course, yeah.
So the madness is underway officially. If you want to get serious about it.
Yeah, that time of year. Okay, so let's get into it here. You have 2 picks for us here. Of course, Duke always on people's radars. They're getting after tonight. They're playing a slumping NC State team. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to call this the Yacht Rock of college basketball bets because it's Duke as a favorite, and we're going to take Duke as a favorite here. Situationally, they head on the road, but they're in much better shape than NC State right now. We look at their last two games. They blew out Louisville, and then they blew out Virginia on Saturday. And what that allowed John Shire to do is to rest some of his starters in the second half. And that sets up really well because it's a 48-hour turnaround before this game in Raleigh. We look at NC State. They went up against North Carolina, came out swinging, had a 10-point lead, fell apart in the second half, but they played the Tar Heels tough for 40 minutes. And Kevin Keats is even saying, it's like, this is crazy because we're playing UNC and then Duke within a span of 48 hours. He was really hoping that Virginia was going to put up a bigger fight because his team is gassed. And as I said, it just sets up better for Duke. And we look at Duke right now, it sets up pretty well in this game because they are a great second half team. They average 42 points in the second half compared to just 37 in the first half. We look at NC State. This is a team that is running on fumes, and they've shown it in the second half. They're giving up an average of 42 points in the second half over their last six games. And Duke right now, I mean, you look and you say, okay, they got this big game with UNC ahead. Maybe the look ahead spot falls into this. It's something that John Shire's kind of harped on about his team right now, staying focused and taking it one game at a time and not looking ahead to the Tar Heels. And if they let this game slip, then the number one seed for the ACC tournament is gone too. And what I believe helps them here is that the last time they were in Raleigh, they lost by 24 points. NC State put it on them. And that's not lost on this team as well, too. So I like Duke to come out tonight, take care of business. -6, it's climbing to as -6.5 out there. So you want to shop around and find that lower spread.
Okay, next up we have Texas taking on Baylor. Kind of an interesting game here, I think. What do you like from a betting perspective in this one?
Yeah, this is a really interesting game because Texas is starting to find its form. For most of kind of January and February, they had some guys that were dinged up. The rotation was kind of weird. They weren't playing up to expectations. But Rodney Terry right now kind of has this team exactly where he wants it. He's hammered out the rotation. And we've seen this the past two games. They've scored 81 points in those, each of those last two games. And in those games, they've got 68 total points off the bench. And we're seeing this offense kind of find its form where it was before that little blip early on. And the total for this one, the team total for this one, was like 68.5, 69.5, which kind of reflects Texas's recent games against some really good defensive opponents. They played Kansas, Kansas State, Houston, all teams that are top 20 in KenPom's defensive efficiency. Now they take on a Baylor team that's near the bottom of most metrics in the Big 12. So this one's kind of stacking up for a shootout for me in this one. And Texas offense travels pretty well too. They average about 72 points per game. They don't see too much of a downtick. A lot of the game models for this one are calling for a shootout, saying for at least 72 points from the Longhorns tonight. So I like them to get in. Like I said, this could be a shootout. Maybe they win, maybe they don't, but they're playing their best basketball right now. And this offense is not seeing the downtick that it did because the bench is coming in and putting in quality minutes right now. So I like them to go over their team total. It's at 69.5. It was like +102 at Pinnacle.
Okay, I love it. There you have it. A couple of breakdowns from our guy J-Lo. He's going to be all over the college basketball betting coverage for us here at Conference Tourney Time. And, of course, Selection Sunday a week from Sunday?
Essentially. So next week we have – I'll be covering the ACC tournament, which is a fun one because it goes – like I think it goes like Tuesday to Saturday. So that's one of the bigger ones. And then we have Selection Sunday that following Sunday. So.
Okay, there we have it. Okay, my man, best of luck with those bets. We will catch you again next Monday on the show.
All right, thanks for having me, Joe. Good luck.
All right, buddy. All right, P. Bostona in the chat. Joe, any hockey picks? Love it when you hop on Jingles Hockey Prop Show. Yeah, I was a red hot 2-0 on their show there, and then I went proceeded to go 0-2. So trying to get back on track here in the NHL. And yes, I do have a pick I like tonight. I am a low volume hockey bettor. There's a pick I like on the ice. Going to go with the Florida Panthers money line -122 in New York, taking on the Rangers. This is an analytical mismatch. 4th versus 26th in expected goals, 4% over the last 10 games. Big gaps in Corsi and high danger chances as well. All favoring the Florida Panthers, obviously. The Rangers, pretty fraudulent team. If they don't get good goaltending, I think they're going to be screwed here. Analytics, not for you. Okay, dig into the basics then. This is a matchup between a team in the Panthers who is 2nd in shots on net, taking on the Rangers, who is dead last in shots allowed over the last 10. This game sets up nicely for Florida's offense. They should be able to absolutely pepper Igor Shesterkin. Panthers also flying on the power play here lately. And check out the man in between the pipes here for the Panthers, Sergei Bobrovsky. Red hot out of the All-Star break. 2 goals or less allowed in 8 straight games. And he does his best work on the road. A 204 goals against average on the road. Florida is 9-1 in his last 10 starts on the road. Our guy P. Bostana chiming in again. He says he likes the over in Rangers-Panthers at 5.5. Yeah, good goaltending matchup here. The last 10 games between these teams, 10-0 to the over. Okay, that's an interesting trend. Yeah, like I said, good goaltending matchup here. Florida, one of the deader offensive teams in the league. So, yeah, I wish you good luck with that one, especially if let's hope the Panthers just win 6-0. So I can easily win my bet and you can win your bet as well. Steve weighing in, NHL player props, please. I don't do NHL player props, but we got to get Jingles or somebody on the show here so we can amp up our NHL coverage on the show here before you bet. Okay, so that does it for today's show. All over it, NBA, college hoops, NHL. It is a massive week here at Covers. Of course, we are ramping up towards college conference tourneys and March Madness. A massive UFC event going down this weekend. Of course, we're all over the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball right around the corner. So a lot going on here at Covers. So make sure you are subscribed to our YouTube channel. We are covering everything that there is to cover in the world of sports betting. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Best of luck with your bets. We will catch you again on Wednesday. Woo!